Good morning. Good morning, MGTOW men. I got to get some light so I don't look. I like music and I like movies, some movies. But I'm not a whole huge fan of them. It's like if my attention span is a little bit on the short side, if I just go, oh, this is a bit dull, I'd rather fuck off and make a coffee or something and go do something somewhere else. And one of the very, very few movies I've ever really liked is Dune Part 2. Technically, it's a fucking brilliant movie, and it's got a really good storyline. It's intelligent, and the special effects are there to complement the story and the characters and the roles that they're playing, and the events that are going on. It's not like fucking idiot American movies where, there's 10,000 people running around with 10,000 fucking machine guns that never, ever, ever, ever run out of ammunition, and everybody's shooting up everybody and everybody's yelling and screaming and all this fucking shit. It's actually intelligent, so I was thinking, because I'd like to see it in HD, like really high definition, because I think the colours and the bloody scenery and everything like that would be outstanding. There's some things you really do need to see in really high quality video. I would be prepared to pay for the two DVD set, or the two, or two sort of Blu-ray quality fucking HD sort of videos, The Dune, which is the second part, not the earlier one with Sting, from the police in it, but the later one, and The latter two, part one and part two. I would be prepared to actually go and pay for that. The caveat is I would like to be able to get the movies, take them off the DVDs and put them onto my fucking hard drive, rather than fucking around with DVDs and they get lost and scratched and trod on and you're going through something somewhere else 5 years later and you go, oh, that's where the DVD's got to, I'm just tired of all that shit, and the DRM lockdown type stuff and the fucking, you got to have a certain encoder and you got to have a certain DVD player and it's all this, this is all copyrighted to the fucking DVD player and your computer and you got to register your fucking movie and fuck off, that's the only, I just can't be fucked, it's like, with the, Now, years ago, I used to buy cassette tapes and LPs, 33 and a third long play records and stuff, you know. And then when it all sort of went digital, they put on all this copy, you know. Let's say that the cassette tapes were wearing out or got broke or trod on or lost, or, you know, the cassette machine chewed up the tape and it turned into a big fucking knot and ruined, you know, the first 10 minutes and last 10 minutes of the fucking cassette tape, you know. You know, you had to sort of pull it apart and then cut the tape and then rewind it onto the spool, you know what I mean? Because the tape was, that's the head. The tape was too mangled to run smoothly over the heads. It had been sort of creased. And, or the tapes just physically, mechanically just wore out, you know? The magnetic material on the polyester rubbed off and they got thin and scratchy and shit, you know? So with the digital rights management, I just said, you know, why can't you just fucking, you know, if you've got the cassette tape here, or the scratched record or whatever, why can't you just download a new copy of the song? No, the fucking cunts, they want you to go and pay for what you've already purchased, which you're licensed to use, but you're not licensed to get... You're not licensed to get a digital copy of it, you know what I mean? Like a high quality WAV file or MP3 or something, you know? No, you've got to go buy a new fucking 33 and a third RPM record, or the records have stopped being made, you know? And then, you know, this cassette tapes are extinct, they're gone, you know? And, you know, you can't say, well, I'd like to keep those records as sort of collector's items, and I'd like to sort of, you know, I'd like to be able to sort of use digital copies on my computer so I can have it on the computer and on the phone and fucking, you know. I don't want to be loading, you know, you can't play DVDs or CDs on your phone, you fucks, you know. Or LP records, you can't play those on your phone, you can't play LP records on your computer or cassette tapes. Oh, well, if you buy the right equipment, you can. Or you just got to buy the fucking digital version, you know. Just all that sort of shit. And I just completely sort of lost interest in buying fucking cassette tapes and records and CDs and DVDs and all this other sort of stuff. And I got tired. I really jacked up on the thing of having to pay twice for something you've already purchased the license to listen to, you know? So, you know, that was the main fucking idea with that, is that I'm just not partial to bloody, you know, all this rights management bullshit. You know? Well, everything's got to be licensed and everything's got to be tracked and traced and digitally authorized, and you know, it's set up to play only on your computer and you can't transfer it to your phone because that's where you listen to most of the stuff when you're out and about. So you want to listen to it on your phone, or you want to listen to it on your computer because it's got a better sound system when you're at home, you know. Just, you know, so I just stopped buying stuff, you know. That's part of that sort of processes I don't really like. I mean, I like music, but where I think it sort of fucks up is that people don't, unless it's something really good, people tend, I view it as a sort of learning experience, because once you've listened to that song 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 200 times or something like that, how it goes is recorded in your brain. And what you're essentially doing is once you've learned how that song goes, the music and the timing and the words and all that sort of stuff, once you've learned that, you tend to go, well, let's go to learn something new, you know? And so That's why people put all their stuff, they say, oh, that's really good, but I don't want to throw it out, and then they just pile it up in the fucking box in the corner or something like that, and then 10 years later they pull out the box of all these old DVDs they haven't listened to for years, and the music's really good and the DVDs still work, and people just go, I don't want to listen to this anymore, I fucking know it all off by heart, you know what I mean, I don't have the time. That's why the digital copies that transfer from your computer to your phone, to your laptop, you know, whatever, that can be so fuck. That's just plain fucking handy, you know. Oh no, you got to get a licensed copy to play on your phone, you got to get a licensed copy to play on your computer, you can get another licensed copy to play on the fucking laptop. Oh my god, oh my god. I've already paid for it. Fuck off, you know. So, you know, having said that, I see, you know, yes, I would really like to see bloody June 2 in a really good, high quality, high definition, you know, version, but I'm not prepared to go along with any of the digital rights management type stuff, you know. And you know, hair's not quite right. Little tufts, but it's right enough. Where's the side of my head? Yeah. Getting a little tough there. That's it. You know, I'm, you know, I'd be prepared to pay for the viewing of it, high quality fucking video, you know, I'd be prepared to pay for it, as long as that's not like, there's no cinemas, you know, here that are worth fucking going to, you know. So, you know, the pricing of going to see a movie is like, fuck this, you know. All the little creases in my head. You know, I'll have a look at it. I don't know if this has pause, and got a new program called OBS. Oh, here's a fucking, yeah, I've had a look at the options that are available for purchase, and you know, fucking Telstra, oh god, you know, oh, you can purchase it, you know, but it's streaming from a fucking where's my hands, I've got to learn how to do all this shit on this fucking screen, but it's streaming from a server to your computer, so let's say this is an ultra high definition or something. Let's say there's say 5 or 6 gig of data. So you say, oh fuck, this is a really fascinating movie. Look at all the detail. Look at the storylines, the plots, the scenery, you know, all the sort of amazingly amazing things. And then you got like the, you can't watch it, say, 10 times in a week, because that's 60 gig of data, you know, and you've got to have an internet connection, and you've got to be flowing, you know, you can't just say, all right, I'll buy it, download it, watch it many as times as you want without an internet connection. You've got to be streaming from a fucking server and you've got to be DRM locked up to that fucking server, you know? You know, I'm kind of just fed up with all that fucking shit, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, and you can't play it just off DVDs. You can't say, I can't. I can't be fucked. You know, trying to find DVDs, where did I put them? And then, you know, popping them in the DVD player and playing press, instead of just playing them back to back, you know, off two or three or four DVDs or whatever, you know. But you can't store them on a fucking memory card or your hard drive or something and just play them in fucking end to end, you know what I mean? No! Oh, fuck. So, you know, I just can't be fucked. You know? So I think I'll wait for 5 or 10 years until they go on sale for $5 a DVD or something, or $10 the set. You know? And then just go buy them. Just can't be fucked, you know. Well, you bought the rights to watch your own licensed copy off a fucking server in another fucking country. And they're just, oh, you know, if I think it's a really good movie, I will watch it, say, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 or 200 times, because there's just detail that I never saw the last time, and things I perceive, and oh, that's how the plot goes, this bit here matches up with that bit there, you know what I mean? That's what I get into, things where there's thoughtful processes. So I think if there's too much fucking complication, I'll just shit can it, you know. Leave it for 5 or 10 years or something until the Blu-rays go for $5 a set. You know. It's just not worth all the fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? Oh, you must not print or publish or reproduce this fucking book. Why not? You know? I don't want it, you know. Oh, well, the Copyright Act says, you must, you're not allowed to, you know, more than 10 pages at a time or something, you know, at the public library. It just gives me the shits. You know. Alright, well, I've got work to do, guys. I'll catch you later. But that June and not disappointingly, but they've sort of wound the end up, meaning you can see that they've left the roots in place. They've left the sort of connections in place. Where's my fucking hand? That one. They've left the connections in place to make the fucking jump to part three, you know. And part one, the June movie, and then June part two, they tied in really fucking well, but when you've been alive a fair while, you know, pretty soon a lot of the sort of sequels and part one and part two and part three and part four and all that sort of stuff, the thing that made the movies really good were the characters and the scenery and the events as they unfolded in the stories and stuff. But the novelty of how many times you can reconfigure the basic fucking ingredients before you're just rehashing shit to make money, you know, to milk the bloody thing for whatever it's worth. And you know, I certainly see there's a lot of scope for a story development, but I think this is one of those movie series that should be killed off when it's on a high point and not drag it out and drag it out and drag it out, you know. And, you know, do you know what I mean? Maybe a part three if it was really fucking good. And, you know, it starts to turn from, you know, the essential sort of characters having all their battles and that, and then there's the fight back. Which hand? Yeah. Then there's the fight back. And then part three is like we go to the forces of the, what's it called? All the sort of houses of the empire, you know what I mean? And then it goes to all the fucking home worlds of all the different houses on the empire, and then all the fucking heads of those houses of the empire, you know, which duke or lord or whatever, and all the battles there, and then it goes to different fucking, you know, parts of different planets, and it just sort of expands into fucking dilution. There's a TV series called Battlestar Galactica, and if it had been kept to a very short sort of season, a movie plus a short sort of season, you know, but then it just devolved into just doing stupid shit to put the characters in, and the plots got even more stupid because they couldn't think about anything new, so they say, wow, you know, we've gone, you know, from fucking ray gun fights in the bloody galaxy, then it's on the earth, and then it's down the street, and then it's in the top floor, and then it's in the basement, and then it's going to the east, and then it's going to the west, and then it's down the park with the fucking dogs, and then it's, you know, up the bloody sand dunes at the beach, and it's just all the fucking bull. It's like, you know, and that just fucking churned out shit just to put something on the screen, and it was just abysmal, you know. You know, and they're just inventing fucking shit just as, like, you know, it was bad. It got really bad, you know. And same with things that just drag on. I don't know, there was another sci-fi series called Stargate Atlantis. There was the movie, and that was really good, you know. And then there was the TV series, and they started off really good, and there was a bit of expansion in different directions and stuff like that. But the central sort of hands, this hand here, mirror image. The central thing was that on this on planet Earth, we have a Stargate, and people go, people go through the Stargate, and out the other end, they pop out there, and they're in another world. So they're doing all their usual bullshit, and it just changes from this Stargate to that planet to this Stargate to that planet, and then fucking, it just, but they're still doing, you know, oh my God, we're representatives of Earth. We've come to liberate you from your oppressors. Blah, 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 you know. And it's just like, you know, same fucking shit, different packet, you know. You know. And it just got fucking... And there's a program called Channel 10, TV network in Australia called Channel 10. And they were just retarded cunts. You know, like I wasn't into the marriage business of the girl from Tasmania marrying that prince from bloody Denmark or whatever, you know. But, you know, right in the very fucking wedding, right when the wedding is on, you know, and they're going down the aisle and they're getting to the bit where you may kiss the bride and, oh, look at that, isn't it lovely, on comes Happy Harry's caravans. Oh, Happy Harry's a fucking legend, mate. You can buy his new fucking caravans for only $9,999 on special this weekend, mate. Oh, fuck yeah, you know. And you think, and there's just like 5 minutes of fucking shit. And by the time it gets off these fucking bullshit ads, they were deliberately placed there by, you know, stupid cunts to fuck the whole, you know, fucking junky fucking assholes of Channel 10, you cunts, you know. They were deliberately placed ads that were designed to fuck up the whole wedding. So by the time the transmission went from the ads in Australia back to fucking Denmark, you know, they were driving off down the fucking street. They were driving off, they were driving away from the fucking church, you know, down the street. And, oh, wasn't that a wonderful wedding? Sorry, I didn't get to see any of it. You know, just walking up the aisle, you know, four legs, walking up the aisle, you know, and then the fucking bullshit ads. Well, Channel 10 also, you stupid fucking cunts, you fucking moron cunts. They used to run, they changed Stargate Atlantis to being on a regular time once a week late at night to sort of any time where they could get some sort of filler to fill in the gap in the programming. You know what I mean? So it wasn't aimed at the fans. It was just these fucking scumbag, junky fucking morons of Channel 10. Just putting on absolute shit, you know. And there were all the late night TV ads, and Roy, there were a couple of characters called Roy and HG, and they did a send up of it. There was essentially all these women laying around in lingerie going, call me now, you know. 1-900, fucking rah rah rah. Your sexy best friend, you know. And of course, Grandma sitting there. Where's a fucking pencil? Pencil! You know? And so, Grandma sitting there on the other end of the phone line with her knitting needles. Keep the pointy ends facing away from you, Shane. Good God's sake. Grandma sitting there with her fucking knitting needles and, you know, the phone, the earpiece is on and she's got the hands free and she's going, oh, yeah, oh, you're so hot, mate. You're the best fuck I've ever had. Oh, yeah, fucking, you know, sitting, sewing in, knitting instructions, knit one, purl one, drop one, knit one, you know. Oh, yeah, mate, I love it. Oh, stick it in me. Fuck my cunt and ass and give it to me down the throat. Love it, mate. Oh, fuck it. You know, and then there's a pour a cup of tea and fucking some jam and bread on some toast. Some jam and butter on some toast. And, oh, mate, give it to me, give it to me. While the person on the other end is jerking off, you know. Fuck. All fucking fingering themselves. finger fucking themselves, you know. Grandma's going, oh, and then, oh yeah, you know. But they ran these fucking ads. They ran these ads back to back, so that each ad was like, say, 45 seconds, and they would run 4 or 5 of them, you know, in a block. Ah, oh, call me now. They'd run 4 or 5 of them in a block, and then they'd repeat the block 2 or 3 times, and then it would go back to Stargate Atlantis. It would go back to Stargate Atlantis, and, you know, you get 5 minutes of that, and then it'd go back to this insane fucking block of 5 ads being repeated like 3 fucking times. Ah, oh, call me now. Ah, oh, fuck, I'm so hot, I just want you to call me at only $5 a minute, you know. Or fuck, whatever it was. Premium phone calls to the hottest girls of your dreams, you know. So, you know, the degenerates of the TV networks, you know, and that's that. You're putting phone calls saying, what the fuck are you doing? You know, you're killing off the fucking, you're antagonising the fan base, you're doing everything you can to fuck up the fans of the TV series, and you're running it some nights at, you know, once every Thursday night it might be on at, say, 10 or 11pm, and the next week it might be on at 1:30am, and the fucking week after that it's on at midnight, and the week after that it's on 2:30am, and then the week after that it's on 11pm, you know what I mean? And just the fucking bullshit ads, and the, you know, oh well, the tennis is on tonight, so we'll run the tennis for 3 hours, and then put Stargate Atlantis at the end of that. Or there's nothing much else on, so we'll run Stargate Atlantis and pack it full of fucking ads, you know. So, you know, that's why, if it's on fucking TV, I don't have a fucking TV, because I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of these fucking retarded cunts on all these TV networks. Oh, the jab's safe and effective. Yeah, fuck. Go. Oh, all these people, these anti-vaxxers are fucking dangerous to the community. And now all these fucking jerk-offs from the TV networks are all dropping dead from their vaccine shots, you know. Fuck you. You know. So, you know. Anyway. So this is why I just have a complete sort of sense of disgust about just all this DRM copyright shit. You just can't download it. Pay your $20 or whatever for the fucking 2 movies. Download it and watch it as many, you know, times as you want. And you can transfer it. You don't need a live internet connection. You can transfer it to your phone or your laptop or whatever. You know, just, nah, sorry. Not into that shit, you know. So, yeah, I'll wait 5-10 years. I'll get tune in high definition and go, wow. But other than that, I just don't give a fuck for that shit anymore. Alright, men, I have to go. Bye.